Those other power natures and truly established natures are not empty of establishment by way of object own character, and are not empty of subject and object being distant and cut off. Thereby all of the mode of thought in the teaching and perfection of wisdom sutras and so forth, of not being empty and of not being non-empty is explained thoroughly. Due to the existence of the other power natures, that is the erroneous ideations and apprehending object and subject as distant and cut off, the extreme of non-existence avoided, and due to the non-existence of distant and cut off object and subject, in accordance with how they are apprehended by that ideations as their mode of substance, subsistence, okay. And the extreme of existence is avoided, and ideation and emptiness exist. Therefore, that thoroughly established natures, which is the emptiness of the distant and cut off object and subject, and which is the voidness of the true extreme in other power natures, is the middle path. So that is to say, the established as meaning of the middle. So yeah, this is you got it? 982. 182. So this is, yeah, maybe I could explain this. Other power natures first, and imputational nature and emptiness. Actually, you're talking about three natures, right? So other power natures are not empty of true existence, and imputational natures is empty or the absence of truly existence. And thoroughly established natures, that is the absence of truly existence of imputational nature in other power natures, is truly existence, right? This is ring. So I think my only school here, they're trying to prove the basis are truly existence. Only they are trying to empty on the surface of the characteristic, right? So they're really trying to emphasize on that. So they are not really totally emptying the basis and entity, the both. So they always want to remain the basis has to be truly existent, right? So if the basis is not truly existence and thoroughly established, cannot be truly exist, right? So the first, thus other power nature and truly established nature are not empty of establishment by way of the object own character. So that means thoroughly established natures, other power natures are truly exist, and what is not truly exist is imputational nature. So therefore, thereby all the mode of thought in the teaching in the perfection of wisdom sutras, because of I think in this way or in this meaning, this way you could interpret the meaning of the second turning wheel of the Dharma, which it says all phenomena are natureless. So this is not as the same as Prasangika schools, where they interpret the second turning wheel of the Dharmas. So they were saying all the phenomena are absence of true existence, absence of inherent existence. So my only school, is saying unlike the Prasangika school, right? So my only school, so more emphasizing this is they want to firmly believing and truly existing in the basis, right? So and then what you know is, and then you interpret the meaning of natureless or the not truly existence. So this is referring to the imputational natures. That is one of the characteristics of the basis, other power nature, right? So empty, not empty the other power natures, not truly, other power natures are not, how to say, empty of truly existence. Only the imputational natures are empty of truly existence. And what you established is thoroughly established natures, that is emptiness, that is also should be exist truly. Like, due the existence of the other power natures, that is the errant ideations, apprehending object and subject as distant and cut off. So in Tibetan words, he is a yebe. This is very abbreviation, like a very short. Yebe, mebe, yebenas. Like yebe means existence, how it exists. Yebe means exist, which are the truly other power natures and truly established natures are truly exists. Yebe. Mebe means he is imputational natures, not truly existence. And now, how to say, other power natures truly exist, not truly exist in the sense of being basis of the name, right? That is the emptiness, that is the truly established natures, that should be also truly exist. So, the final, the last line there. Therefore, that truly established natures, which is the emptiness of distant and cut off object and subject, and which is the voidness of the two extreme and other power natures, is the middle path. So this is the middle path. So my only school believe, their way of presenting the middle way path, or the middle way point of view. So middle way point of view here is having from the believing in the other power natures as a truly existence and emptying the truly existent in the label of imputational natures and knowing that in the middle, right? So that is the middle path. It's emptiness as their own mind, for the mind only school. Other power natures, it's truly, although it's truly existence, but it not truly exists in the sense of being basis of the name, right? So this is the middle viewpoint in mind only school. The first stanza indicates the character of the emptiness, and the second indicates that this is the middle path. 세제탐도 돈이 있으니 니베 등이 오멜람도 되노스. How the first stanza explained abandonment of the two extreme. Correct knowledge just as it is of the existent and non-existent is said to be non, what is it, erroneous or in orientation towards emptiness. Kana kamya ba thi tu man dil hama yo ba dil yo ba wo ji yu me yan do ba chi da ji shi ba do ni nu ju ba chin ji ma lo ba song la as the correct knowledge. So my only school says this is the correct knowledge about the meaning of the naturalness, which is stated in second turning wheel of the Dharma. Firmly believing in other power natures, causes and effects are truly exist, and only the level that is the imputational nature is not truly existence. This mind only school says this is only correct knowledge, right? In something that is other power natures, non-existent of something that is the imputational natures, is the emptiness of that imputational natures and remainder, that is the other power natures and truly established natures, exist there. So they always, mind only school, especially mind only school and the Sotantic school, also believed inherent existence, the word of the inherent existence, it's always indicates some residue or the remainder. So that is truly existence, right? Since this passage, Maitreya differentiation of the middle and extreme also indicates that it teaches the real emptiness. And something indicates the basis of emptiness, other power natures, the main of which is unreal ideations. So ideation here is referring to the conceptual consciousness, which is apprehending truly existent in imputational nature. In the phrase, the non-existent of something, that which is non-existent, existent, is the imputational factor, the duality of the difference in substantial entity between subject and object. By saying that it does not exist in that, it indicates that the former other power natures are empty of their later imputational natures. So now emptying, so one, how to say, understanding of this empty is one, one mode of understanding that emptiness is, it seems like emptying other power nature in imputational nature. Other power natures is empty of that imputational natures. Other power natures in the reality it's a truly existent, but it's not truly existent in the sense of being basis of the name, right? And the fourth line eliminates another qualm that are concerning the reason why the common beings do not realize the emptiness of duality, that is the mode of subsistence of a form and so forth. This being because they have the mistaken appearance of duality that serve to obstruct it. So they also believe that the self-grasping the phenomena is truly exist. Just this explanation by Vasubandhu in this way of meaning of what is empty and of that of which it is empty is indicates clearly by the Sutramati. Sutramati is his name, whose explanation of Vasubandhu's commentary says, in order to refute that deprecation of everything by some who think that all phenomena are utterly without an inherent natures, like the horn of the rabbit, the text says unreal ideation exists. Inherently is an exist extra world to be added to exist. So this master is saying that the Maitreya differentiation of the middle and the path extreme. So this is why in the text they stated that other power natures and truly established nature are not empty and of establishment by way of object and object's own character, and are not empty of subject and object being distant and cut off. So this master is saying that why the Maitreya text is mentioned that something is truly existence, because they want to refute that deprecation of everything's everything's deprecation of everything by some who think that all phenomena are utterly without inherent nature, like the horn of the rabbit. So they were saying, refuting the belief, how to say, prasangika school's belief. So prasangika school believing that everything is naturalness, there is no truly existence, there's nothing you could find within the basis. This the belief or understanding is, how to say, from the mind only school perspective, this is totally deprecating the phenomena. Going extreme, like a nihilism, right? So falling into nihilism. Therefore, Maitreya, the text, it's mentioned something is truly exist and not empty imputation of nature, not truly exist. The phrase that ideation exists is not complete just by itself. Not complete just by itself. Therefore, the remainder must be added. It is this inherently. So exist is indicating that not mere understanding of general existence. This exist indicates that it exists by itself. It stands by itself. There is something that it can stand by itself. There is something that is established by itself. So not only talking about understanding of general understanding of the existence. So the phrase ideations exist is not complete just by itself. Therefore, remainder must be added. Right. So when you empty the truly existent within the imputation of nature, there is something remained. It's not totally emptying, not completely emptying things. So there's a something a residue. After you empty truly existent and imputation of natures, you still have something you could hold on. There's something truly existent, right? So this is in the Mayanoli school, this is very important. Otherwise, it's going to be same like a prasangika school, believing everything is not truly existence. There is no inherent existence. So this belief or this understanding is, you could say this is nihilism from the mind-only school perspective. Thus, ideation is not just existent, but it's inherently existent, existent in the sense of being established by way of their own character, its own character. The mode of existence are also similar with respect to thoroughly established natures. Also, the regarding how the second line of this first stanzas, duality and subject and object in accordance with their appearance, as if distant and cut off, does not exist in that ideations. Remove a qualm, the satira, tiramati's explanations, Vasubandhu's commentaries. The questions thus, the Sin Sutra explained that all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. Does this inherent existence of ideation of the prime of other other power nations are contradict sutra. So believing other power nations is believing other power nations as a truly existing is not, is that the question is like that. Believing other power nations are truly existence, is it not contradict with the sutra that explains every phenomenon as empty of inherent existence? And answer, it does not contradict sutra, for the thought of sutra is that the duality of subject and object in accordance with their appearance as if distant and cut off. So this is how they interpret the meaning of the natureless. So does not exist in ideations. Since unreal ideation is devoid of the entities of object and subject as different substantial entity, all phenomena are said to be empty. It is not that ideations utterly does not have an inherent existence, inherent nature. Therefore, this does not contradict sutra. So, yeah, the questions raised so believe in the mind only school, believing other power natures as a truly existence, is it not contradict with the sutra, the second time wheel of the Dharma, which clearly stated that all the phenomena as inherent existence, all phenomena not truly existence. And answer from the mind only school says, so it's not really contradict with sutra, because meaning of the natureless, which is stated in second time wheel of the Dharma, is not only you can apply the same meaning of naturalness on every phenomena. It can only apply on the imputational natures, not on other power nature. In answer to the objection that if other power natures are inherently established, this contradicts a statement that all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. Sthiramati says that Buddha thinking that ideation is empty of the nature of existing in accordance with the appearance of the apprehended object and subject as a distant and cut off in the appearance external object and internal objects. Says that all phenomena are empty of nature, so it is not that they are utterly without inherent nature that is established by way of their own character. So the meaning of the brothers, that is Asanga and Vasubandhu's text, accords with that, with just this, and since just this establishment by way of its own character also is described as ultimate establishment, and the explanation by the Chonangpas and so forth, that is that in this system other power natures are empty of themselves, is not at all the case. So second turning wheel of the Dharma's naturalness meaning of, they are trying to interpret that meaning, second turning wheel of the Dharma's naturalness. So my only school says there is the basis which is the other power nature that is to truly exist, and the meaning naturalness or not truly exist is only referring to the imputational natures that is empty of that truly existence, and what you have remained remained by emptying the truly existing imputational nature, what you have remained or what you have residue is other power nature that is exists by itself, established by itself. So, and some other master, the Chanangpa, when they go to explain the second, sutra unraveling the thought, so his explanation is not truly existence in is other power nature and imputational nature. So these are not truly existence. These are exist only in the face of conventional consciousness, which are mistaken. And only exist is truly established nature. That is ultimate nature. So this is, Lama Tsongkhapa says, this is not, the correct knowledge from the sutra unraveling the thought. This is more, similar to the non-Buddhist philosopher believing. So Samkhya schools. So Samkhya school also have a term they're using a term like not truly existence, truly existence. They said truly existence is a general existence that is a truly existent, and not truly existence are the things that appears to our mind, object that appears to our mind is mistaken, not real. It's only real general existence. When you, the individual, through the meditations, one could reach that state and seeing the general existence, and general existence will stop creating the commercial things and stop, and you, your mind is totally empty of that object. That is the liberation. So this is the Samkhya school believing in the liberation. So Chonangpa's understanding of that third turning wheel of the Dharma is more similar to that, more closer to that believing the Samkhya schools. How many pages? Objection: if in that way the duality in apprehended object and apprehending subject as different entities actually does not exist like the horn of the rabbit, and if unreal ideations ultimately exist, inherently, then emptiness would absolutely not exist. Gundo yujibane tuyan hama rashin ji yuen na teta yinu tongpa ni mewa gyuru wishi nas. Kende teta ni bu rungarada yinme na yantama ma yinba gundo tongpa de tuyan hama rashin ji yuen na teta yinu tongpa ni mewa gyuru wishi nas. Now here, the objection is like, if the mind only school, Mind-only schools believing that subject and object is empty of duality, and subject that is always truly existent, and there is no kedi tedan ji bor wong ge de yeme la yang da ma ma yin ba kun do ba ni tyan da ra shi yin na ted na dong ba ni me wa jyo ro sha. So objections: if in that way the duality of apprehended object and apprehending subject as a different entities utterly does not exist like the horn of the rabbit, that is the true, right? So and the horn of the rabbit and substantially, separated, and the subject and object are the same. substantial separation of this in subject and object is similar to the horn of the rabbit. So here the objection is, if that is the case, and then emptiness would absurdly not exist, because there is no emptiness. And answer, that is not the case, for Maitreya text says, thoroughly established nature, which is the emptiness of being distant and being distant and cut off, exists by way of its own character. In that ideations, just this, which is the non-existent apprehended object and apprehending subject as a different entities, in unreal ideation is emptiness. Therefore, the emptiness does not become non-existence. So this is, I think this is pretty much it's a good question, because since you believe that the subject, the conceptual consciousness, and all the sense consciousness truly exist, and for that person who is for some reason you can think that if the subject is truly exist, and then for example, if we believe that the individual is a true, and then we believe what he says, what he sees, right? If you believe that the subject, conceptual consciousness and non-conceptual consciousness are truly exist, and you have to say, and whatever appears to the consciousness is also truly exist, and then as that is a truly exist, and you do not have the emptiness. What is your understanding of emptiness? There is no emptiness, right? You are nothing. You are not emptying. You are emptying nothing. And so my only school says, we are not emptying the subject, the conceptual consciousness, non-conceptual consciousness. We are emptying that the object that appears to the subject that is not real, we are talking about, right? So my only school says, we are talking about an unreal or not truly existence in the sense of appearance of the subject. We are not going for the kind of totality of that subject, only the part of the appearance. So when I say my conceptual consciousness is truly exist, but appearance of the conceptual consciousness has something mistaken, right? Because conceptual consciousness truly exists because it's produced by causes and conditions, coming out of causes and conditions. Therefore, it should be true in existence. But so when the conceptual consciousness engages to the object, it has something, different appearance than the reality. So emptying the truly existent in the appearance, emptying truly existent on the subject, only in the appearance, right? So this is like so when we say, when we correct some sentence, right? So whole sentence, when you see the whole sentence, it makes sense, but you can change something grammatically. that within that sentence, right? So it's like the subject of conceptual consciousness is truly exists is as produced by consciousness conditions, but we are now emptiness is just establishing emptiness based on correcting on appearance of the conceptual consciousness. So conceptual consciousness appears that everything coming into being exists, everything coming into being exists by itself, right? Everything exists by itself, by its own power, right? So that is appears to conceptual consciousness. So this is not produced by causes and conditions. This is the way of appearing the object. This is the mistake in the way of appearing the object to the conceptual consciousness. I think this is all this, the pages that are talking about this mind only school, believing truly existing and other power natures, that means especially in the consciousness that subjects are truly exist. And then when they, start to establish the emptiness and they are emptying the truly existence, truly existent in the label of that imputational nature. Imputational nature means imputational nature is mere appearance of the conceptual consciousness, mere appearance of the non-conceptual consciousness or the conceptual consciousness, right? So appearance of the conceptual consciousness, appearance of the consciousness is so imputational nature are always being mere appearance of the consciousness. So you are emptying truly existing within appearance of the consciousness. You are not emptying truly existing in the within the subject, that consciousness, right?
When you say it, so do in mind only they are thinking truly existence of the object, the appearance of the object, but they're not negating the inherent existence.
Mm-hmm. Mind only school, they never negate inherent existence.
So here
they're trying to find out is trying to figure out that, and you are believing other power natures are truly exist, emptiness truly exist, and what you are emptying. This is the question, right? You says all the consciousness are truly exist, and ultimate natures, the truly established natures truly exist, and you have to have emptiness. And they says, yes, we have emptiness. And what you are emptying for that emptiness. So you have all the other power, all the object that is subject and object, the subject consciousness, non-conceptual, and the conceptual consciousness, all you believe is to truly exist. And emptiness to truly exist. And what's your, what is the negation element? What you are emptying? You cannot empty the other power nature that is truly exist, right? You cannot empty truly exist in other power natures. You cannot empty truly exist in truly established natures. And what you emptying truly existing in what? So mind only school says we are emptying truly existing within the appearance of the consciousness. Because imputational nature is the mere appearance of the conceptual consciousness. So then, now here, not truly existing, truly existing, not naturalness, all referring to that appearance of the consciousness, right? Naturalness is not referring to the subject, the consciousness. Naturalness is referring to, you can interpret that naturalness in the sense of appearance of the conceptual consciousness, right? So they said, yeah, this is the only the middle way path. So middle way path is there. My own schools proudly says that we have no danger to falling into ex-nihilism because we are firmly believing causes, conditions are truly exist. There's no danger about falling into nihilism. And we are not, definitely we are not falling into extreme exaggeration or something. Because we always says there's something mistaken appearance of consciousness. So we are not into extreme of overestimating. We are not, underestimating, because it truly exists in other power natures, and not truly exist in appearance of the conceptual consciousness, or not believing truly exist in appearance of the non-conceptual consciousness, right? So only that emptiness, negation elements is always, come to exist or appears to the consciousness. So that is the mistaken. Because of that mistaken, we cannot point to the consciousness that does not truly exist. Right. So when you see out of anger, when you see through your eye consciousness, everything is red. Right. So now you cannot say your eye is the problem. So there is a problem, it's a problem in appearance, right? So in this text, Maitreya and the differentiation of the middle and the extreme. So, more emphasizing on and truly exist. Yebe, mebe, yebe nas. Right? Yebe, so they always say, first, truly exist, not truly exist, and truly exist. Right? Truly exist, so that means the basis that you are establishing the emptiness. The basis should be truly exist. Truly exist, and then second verse, not truly exist. Like for example, table is the truly exist, right? But now you have to, when you try to empty something in order to establish the emptiness. So we already said the table is the truly existent, right? And now when you try to establish the emptiness. So you have to empty some things. Now you say table is truly exist, but not truly exist in the sense of being basis of the name of the table, right? So truly exist and not truly exist. And again truly exist, that means something you establish, the table being not truly exist in the sense of being basis of the name of the table, that is truly exist again. Because you are establishing the settled nature of the table. Right? So once you establish the settled nature of the table, you already have a table as a truly exist, and settled nature of the table should be truly exist. Because the basis is that truly exist. Right? So my own school says they, if you, there is always danger that if you do not believe the basis not truly exists, how can you establish the emptiness as the ultimate? Because you do not have a basis. So truly exists and not truly exist and again truly exist. Right. And since that is not the case for my texts, the truly established natures, which is the emptiness of being distant and cut off, exists by way of its own characters. So being distant and cut off, and gyangche, so we said in Tibetan word gyangche. Gyangba means object being, stands distance from the subject. Right? When you imagine something, when you imagine like a tree and a flower, so your imagination is something out there, is something distant from the subject. Right? Imagination and the consciousness that imagining, it appears distance. Right? And yang che, and cut off here means substantially separated, two entity. Right? Yang che, so Tibetan words, yeah. So now the emptiness here is that there is no subject and object is substantially separated, right? Emptiness becomes non-existence. Since Maitreya says that ideations exist, kundo yu, ideation exist, kundo yu, conceptual consciousness exist, as that means truly exist, and duality does not exist. So ideation or the conceptual consciousness that appears the subject and object as a distant, right? The conceptual consciousness that is exist, but appearance that duality does not exist. And existent is indicated first, that is in the first line of the stanzas, and the non-existence is indicated next in the second line. Hence, the qualm that emptiness might not truly exist. Non-existent indicated next. Hence, the qualm that emptiness might not truly exist arises. Since if emptiness truly exists, it should have been mentioned before the second line. And since imputation of factors which do not truly exist and the truly established nature are the similarly uncompounded phenomena, which qualm is cleared away by the third line of the stanza. Here, yeah. Gangba shibin de thoba shin shi jue du s. First here, unreal ideations here, right? Yangda mayin kundo yu, ideation being main, being the main other power natures, exist. And by the way, its own character, that is, it's produced from the causes and the conditions. The first ideation exists.
First line, first
Yeah, unreal ideations, right? Mm-hmm. Unreal ideations. So that mistaken thought exists truly, right? And then dualities, and what is not truly exists. Duality of subject and object accordance with their appearance, as if distant and cut off, does not exist in that ideation. So exist.
Is this one stanza?
Yeah, first line, second line. And Tibetan was Gangba. So we said it's a Gangba. Sik Gangba means, Sik Gangba means, it's a line. It's in English, it says line. First line, second line. The first line. Actually, here too. Yeah. First stanza is talking about the as a more how to say it? It's a mentioning the definition, the whole definition of emptiness, and the second stanza is explaining or describing what is truly exist, what does not truly exist. So, and say in this Lama Tsongkhapa says, first stanza is talking, mentioning the whole definition of emptiness, and the second stanza saying this is the only the middle path for the mind only school. So, Yangda Mayin Kundo Yu, Tela Nibu Yu Mayin, Tongba Nini Dela Yu, Tela Yani Te Yotus. So, and even in Tibetan, when you read, it's very mysterious, the word. This, unless you have some instruction about this. Otherwise, there's nothing. It's not really making sense of what he's saying. So, unreal ideations truly exist. What is not truly exist is the duality of the subject and object, right? And distant and cut off. So, and again, truly established natures, which is the emptiness, exist by way of its own character as the mode of subsistence in these ideations. And then says, exists and non-exists and again exists. The first basis, unreal ideation, is the truly exist, and not truly existing is a duality in subject and object. Again, truly exist is establishment, that truly establishment is a truly exist. And again, here is also that ideation exists as an obstructor to the realization that emptiness. And says, since the unreal ideation is the truly exist, and that, that also indicates the self-grasping of the phenomena also truly exist. Says the ideation exists and duality does not exist. And first stanza, that is the first line of the stanza, non-existence indicates next in the second line. Hence that qualm that emptiness might not truly exist arises. Since emptiness truly exists, it should have been mentioned before the second line, and since imputational factors which do not truly exist and the truly established nature are similarly uncompounded phenomena, that qualm is clear away by the third line of the stanzas. So third line of the stanzas, Tongba Nini Delayus, truly established natures, which is emptiness. Emptiness exists. The third line clear away the qualm of not, how to say, emptiness not truly exist.
you say unreal ideation? What does that exactly mean? It says other power of nature, but is that meaning object or consciousness? When they, in the poem,
yeah.
The text, unreal ideation?
Unreal ideation, like, for example, my conceptual consciousness apprehending the pot, right? This is the unreal ideation consciousness, right? Because it's why it said unreal means it's not, unmistaken, right? This is mistaken. Mistaken consciousness is because of produced by causes and conditions, it should be truly exist. Mistaken, but produced by causes and conditions, should be truly exist. Unreal ideation exists. And tell a nipu your minds. And then, what is your establishment of the emptiness is absence of duality of the subject and object, right? That is true separation of subject and object that appears to unreal ideation. So emptying that duality of the subject and object as a one entity, although it appears to the ideation or the conceptual consciousness as a substantially separated, right? So now empty is emptying that appearance that separation or the separated subject and object, right? So the second is establishing emptiness, and third, right? And is between here, like unreal ideation truly exists. That is the one that indicates the mind-only school, from the believing causes and condition are truly exist. And second, he said, although the conceptual consciousness or the unreal mistaken consciousness and unreal ideation is the truly exist, but appearance, whatever appears to the conceptual consciousness is not necessarily to be truly exist. For example, and duality of the subject and object. Right? So, and then it says, if you believe the unreal ideation or the conceptual consciousness truly exist, and if you do not believe trying to establish that emptiness of duality in the subject and object, right? And what is the emptiness? How the emptiness exists, right? So you said conceptual consciousness is the truly exist, and what is not truly exist is duality, subject and object. And how does emptiness exist? And the second third line says, "Tongba nini delayus, emptiness is truly exist." That clear away the qualm of that it's not having, total establishing the emptiness. So you, once you say, the subject, the conceptual consciousness truly exist, and duality in subject and object not truly exist, and you might have a kind of thought or the doubt, maybe there's no, you can establish the emptiness, right? And because truly establishing emptiness, because it truly exists because of causes and condition, and you have not truly exist in subject, duality in subject and object, and that is not other power nature. And then you have a doubt that how can you, how can you prove that emptiness exists? is other, not other power natures. If the other power natures, you can say they truly exist, right? And the third line is Dongba Nyin and emptinesses truly exist. Because this is the real personality of the of the basis. Real nature, the subtle nature of the basis. Since the basis are truly exist and the nature should be exist as the as a basis truly exist. Right. So person is to truly exist and his personality should be truly exist. Right. His personality is reliable, that person is reliable. The person is reliable, personality is reliable. So it's the same. Right. So yeah, a second line. And the fourth line, what it says, Gangba Shiwen and Toba Shinji Jedus. Yeah, the fourth line eliminates another qualm concerning that the reason why common beings do not realize the emptiness of the reality. That is, so in this third line, the clarifying the another qualm, another kind of the doubt. If now, the, since the conceptual consciousness truly exists, and the duality, the subject and object that appears to conceptual consciousness, is not truly exist, and the emptiness of the duality in the subject and object is the emptiness, the truly established natures, that truly exist, and then why this is, happens not today, not because of the Buddha's teaching. So no one is emptying that emptiness. It's naturally, before the Buddha, after the Buddha, the present of the Buddha is always the same. And then second, the qualm here is, why sentient beings are not realized that? And the last line says, also that ideation exists to, what is that? Exhibit their own characters. In this ideation, also that ideation exists as an obstructor. Because emptiness is always there, emptiness in your mind, emptiness in your body, emptiness in everywhere. Right, and why we are not really aware about this? Why the sentient beings are not realizing that? Because there is a truly existing obstructor. Right, the self-grasping and the phenomena is also at the same time.
Obstructor doesn't refer to the appearance of duality. It refers to self-grasping.
Yeah, believing in duality.
Believing in duality.
Duality. That is the obstructor. See, that is also truly exists because of that, right?
Did you just say it was not truly existent?
Huh?
Didn't we just say it was? The appearance was not truly existent?
Appearance does not truly exist.
But the grasping at it is truly existent.
Yeah. That is the function of the thought consciousness. Since the thought consciousness is truly exist, the function has to be truly exist. Right. So conceptual consciousness is truly exist. All the consciousness, sometimes I always use the conceptual, all the consciousness, non-conceptual, all the consciousness, our conceptual consciousness are truly exist. And the appearance of the conceptual consciousness appears like a duality in the subject and object as a different, right? A duality in the subject object, that is not truly existent. So not being not being truly exists in the duality of the subject and object is the emptiness, right? And then that emptiness is always there. The Buddha Shakyamuni is not emptying, came to this earth to empty the duality and the subject and object. It's already empty. There's nobody is trying to empty the duality and the subject and object, right? So conceptual consciousness itself naturally empty of that duality and the subject and object, but it appears as a duality to the conceptual consciousness. And why the sentient beings are not realizing that? Because obstructor, right? Obstructor, the self-grasping in the phenomena, believing in duality in subject and object, is also at the same time truly exist.
And that's the same as saying mistaken consciousness.
Yes, yeah. Since the Maitreya says ideas don't exist and duality does not exist, and existence indicates first that is in the first line of the stanzas, the non-existence indicate next in the second line, hence the qualm that emptiness might not truly exist arise. Since if emptiness truly exists, it should have been mentioned before the second line. Since imputation of factors which do not truly exist in truly established nature are similarly uncomported phenomena, this qualm is cleared away by the third line of the stanzas, saying the emptiness is truly exist. Now, objection, if ideations ultimately exist inherently, So objection, if ideations ultimately exist inherently, is a case of objectors, right? Objectors, assuming that posture of the middle mind only school, that if something is established by way of its only character, one also must assert that it ultimately exists. So within the sentence, like it says, if ideation is truly exists, ideation exists, how then you can establish the emptiness. So an exists, that ideation exists means it exists ultimately, that the person or the individual who is arguing that, making that objection, has that kind of idea or the doubt. So they understand the mind only school, whatever the truly existence, that is ultimately exist. So that is the main main condition that makes him or her to raise that objections. Because in middle schools, if something that is ultimately exist, truly exist, and then if the consciousness is truly exist, ultimately exist, and then all the function, all the appearance, it should be ultimately and truly exist. Right? You have that kind of mind. And then, the middle school or, not necessarily all the question, the objections coming from mind only, and there's some like, this is like Lama Tsongkhapa, and he said like something when you read this, the stanzas, and then suddenly there is something coming into your mind, coming in and popping up in your mind, right? Established by will, its own characters must be asserted that ultimately exists. And the answers does not say that such is not asserted. Rather, the answer is given in the context of already asserting such. Because person who is making argument, that also, something that is inside their inner, that there's some very doubtful that makes him to go into arguing or to the mind only school, because of his in his mind there is if ideation is truly exist, and that is also ultimately exist, if ideation that is ultimately exist and appearance of the ideation should be truly exist, ultimately exist, there is no mistaking. And then that makes him to be more assertive to raise the question, objection. So if you believe that all the consciousness, the ideation or the conceptual consciousness ultimately exist, truly exist. Truly exist means ultimately exist. Ultimately exist, and how can you prove that there's something mistaken on the conceptual consciousness? Right. And then how can you interpret the meaning of natural lessons and the second turn wheel of the Dharma? And mind only school answer, someone who is answering for that that objection is has the same thought. Whatever that truly exists, that must be ultimately exist. And ideation or the conceptual consciousness or the non-conceptual consciousness, all are truly exist, ultimately exist. And the difference here is, and the interpretation of the naturallessness is something a different way. Because mind only school says we interpret the meaning of the naturalness in the sense of appearance of the conceptual consciousness, not to the conceptual consciousness. All right. There's no way of describing naturalness in conceptual consciousness. Right? You can interpret the meaning of naturalness in the appearance of the conceptual consciousness. How they appears, how the conceptual consciousness appears, the object has a mistaken, has something you could understand that is not true. Right? You can say there's a there is a not true in how in the way the object appears to the conceptual consciousness. You cannot point that is not true directly to the conceptual consciousness or the non-conceptual consciousness. These are truly exist. You can only say there's not truly exist way in the way that object appears to conceptual consciousness. Right?
For example, my own is good. What truly exists when this is the ultimate exists, right?
Yeah. So the person who is raising that objection has the same idea. So whatever they use, that truly exists or not, but whatever they believing that truly exists, they're also believing that ultimately exists. And if the conceptual consciousness ultimately exists, and how can they prove, how can they establish the emptiness. Because once you believe the conceptual consciousness ultimately and truly exists, and there's nothing wrong, nothing mistake to that conceptual consciousness, and how can they, establish the emptiness? And my own school is much, much more smarter than that. So this is our understandings of the naturalness. So you cannot interpret the naturalness in the sense of conceptual consciousness. You can interpret the meaning of the naturalness in the appearance of the conceptual consciousness. You can say this is not true as it appears to conceptual consciousness. You cannot say my conceptual consciousness is not true. Right? My mind is not true. We say things that appears to my mind is not true. That is not saying the mind is not true. Things that are not ultimately exist as it appears to the conceptual consciousness, you could say that. But you cannot say it, conceptual consciousness not ultimately exist. So everything is, we are trying to, purify how object appears to the conceptual consciousness. Once you fix the mind to engage to the reality, there's nothing wrong with an appearance of conceptual consciousness, and then you don't need the purification. That is the state of Buddhahood. So until the Buddhahood, mind has to be truly exist. Right? Only inherent existence, So that is only referring to the way the object appears to conceptual, way the object appears to the non-conceptual. That is we are trying to fix it. Right? We are not trying to change, or we are not trying to remove the consciousness. We are trying to remove the mistaken that in the sense of object appears to the conceptual consciousness, object appears to non-conceptual consciousness. We are fixing an appearance, not removing mistake or how the object appears to the mind. Right. So my own school, probably they won't say mind is not true. You can say there's no true in the sense of appearance of the mind. You cannot say the mind is not true or mind is not ultimate. Mind is always ultimate. Mind is always true. But there's not totally true in how object appears to mind. The objection ultimately exists. The answer does not say that such is not asserted. Rather, answer is given in the context of already asserting as such. Furthermore, this master, Thiramati, says in his commentary on the Vasubandhu's the 30, Sumjuba, 30. The text name is 30. And there's a 20 and 30, the text name. Very simple, and Nalinda's master's text name, very simple. Tibetan master's name, text name is much bigger. or in another way, this work 양자 체제 넘버십 이제 가지 전이도 가지 선바 상당 실제적 넘버십 의 군선이 요거 민노원이 됐으면 다시 넘어 넘어진 가베치를 얻으죠. 좀 소소. So or in another way this work this is the this means 30 was initiated in order to refute two types of proponents. Some that is proponents of the great exposition and proponents of the sutra who single pointedly think that like consciousness, object of knowledge also exists just substantially and substantially. The first, yeah. And the second, another, that is the proponents of the non-natures, who single-pointedly think that, like the object of knowledge, consciousness also exists just conventionally, but does not exist ultimately. So here, so this is more, when this is the topic is more, how was it, pointing to the sense consciousness, for example, eye consciousness. Wabashika school, Sudhantika school, this is number sheba. Number sheba is in the shejen and zenyu to kaji sembatans. That means eye consciousness is substantially exist, substantially exist. How to say? So the object of the eye consciousness should be substantially exist. Right. So substantially exist subject, so the object of the eye consciousness should be substantially exist. The Vabhashika school and Sudhantika school, and Prasangika school, for example, where it says. Shenda suggestion number shabanya kunzu ni du yeji, tuantama yoba minu in the same touch of the mountains. Prasangik school says it's a similar, how to say, the object of the eye consciousness. So mine the Prasangika school, maybe we just said this is a Prasangika school. Prasangika school says, like imaginations not truly exist and exist conventionally, so the subject, the conceptual consciousness, also very similar to the imagination, as is not substantially and not truly exist. So minority school says, we are staying in the middle. We are not completely like so the Vabhashika school and Sudhantika schools, like the object substantially exists, so the subject also substantially exists. We are not like a Prasangika schools that and the object is conventionally not truly exists, so the subject is not truly or the substantially. So we have the both idea, like we are staying in the middle way. So we are not really falling into extreme exaggerating on object. We are not falling in extreme, underestimating or the falling nihilism. Right. So we have something substantial exists, truly exists. That are the other power natures. We have something not truly exist and not substantially exist. That are the imputational factors. So we have the mind-only school understanding of the path my own school's path is the middle way path. So when you read Mind Only School's text and then explanations, when you see it and you want to give more grade on Mind Only School, and when you go to Lama Tsongkhapa's text, they go middle way clarification of the Buddha's thought, right? So there's one middle way school, and then they also always bring the Mind Only School's thought and then always try to defeat that, destroying that belief. So then so then we can say, oh, the psychic who is more the wiser than the mind only school. Oh, so how many pages? Four. Object knowledge and consciousness. So here, right now, probably we are clear now. In 30 or the another way, in another way. Sunjubindeva Lejansa. Commentary on the Vasubandhu's 30. So initiated in order to refute two types of proponents of some, that is, proponents of great exposition and proponents of the sutra, who single-pointedly think that. So single-pointedly thinks that. Tachik dosa means single-pointedly. It's a falling into one, it's going in one, only facing in one direction. And another direction is the prasangic schools, and it's the first single point is the prasangic school, proponents of great exposition and proponents of the sutra school, single pointedly thinking that the like consciousness of the object also exists, just substantially. And other, the proponents of non natures, single pointedly think that, like the object of knowledge, Shajashindus, consciousness also exists just conventionally, but does not exist ultimately. So my own school says, Sotantika school, Vabhashika school says, like the form and smell and taste are substantially exist, so the object, or so the subject that are the consciousness, the sense consciousness, should be exist substantially, truly. And another part that the prasangic school says, like imaginations, appearance are not truly exist, so the subject also not truly exist, not substantially exist. So, and one Sutantic school and Vabhashika school is falling into more in extreme of exaggeration, and prasangic school, they're falling into more extreme, falling into nihilism. Therefore, the statement that other power natures are not utterly non-existent refutes, as in the earlier citation from the Asanga's ground of Bodhisattva, that ultimately existent things utterly do not exist, or in each and every way do not exist. It does not refute an assertion that other power natures do not occur among the object of knowledge.
Teacher,
tam tamji ji tamji me do jong go ba yin ji es schedule misi misi brendo go ga wa menos so they also and it also means that so when the Maitreya so what says unreal ideations exist, right, truly exist. Now this is also referring the proponents of non-naturals, the belief. So when you refute the proponents of non-naturals belief, you are not really, when you say unreal ideations truly exist, so that means the consciousness or the other power natures are truly exist. So right, when you refute that, refuting and others, others believe, so you that not really how to say. Indicating this, others, proponents of non-natures, believing and the other power natures are not exist in general. They believe or this is other power natures not truly exist, not ultimately exist. They never say or they never mention that other power natures not exist in general, right? And when you say that other power natures exist, you are not really merely talking about exist in general. So you are more talking about exist truly, ultimately, right? The fourth line, the Maitreya says, the first stanza is also that ideation exists as an obstructor to the realization of that emptiness. They clear away the qualm. If an emptiness of duality exists forever in ideation, why do not even short-sighted beings realize it? So sentient beings, why is the sentient beings not realizing it? And it does it does this by indicating that since they have a conceptualization of erroneous or dualistic appearance, this obstructs the realization that emptiness. So the self-grasping and phenomena is the obstructor that obstructs the sentient beings to realize the emptiness. Yep. Maybe we can finish next time. Questions? No.